Brilliance Audio presents Love with a Chance of Drowning,
a memoir
by Tori DeRosa, performed by Candace Mall.
I look over my shoulder to see if I can spot the distant outlines of the American continent. I can't. Everything safe and familiar is now in our wake. After months of planning, making the decision to undertake this came down to the simple task of stepping aboard and pushing off. The serenity of the ocean calms my anxiety after waving goodbye to a small crowd of well-wishers on the dock. We've been travelling all day, and the sky is fading into my first night at sea on a 7-day voyage south to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. It's our maiden voyage to test the integrity of the boat, ourselves, and each other before we head into open ocean for a month-long passage. Lights outline the Californian coast. Ivan guesses we're passing Oceanside, so I wave to my grandma, who is probably inside her home right now dreaming about Latinos. The thought of grandma being close by is comforting. I snip the tags off my fire engine red Gore-Tex foul weather overalls and slide them on over my thermals. A woolen beanie and fingerless gloves complete the fashionable fisherman's garb. I look down at my outfit, amazed at the transformation. Underneath this outfit is a body that's toned and tanned from outdoor work. Makeup is now pointless, and since the boat struggles to power a hairdryer, my appearance is more natural than it has been in my adult life. I look fully prepared for a life at sea, but inside, nothing has changed. I'm still the same city girl, now dressed in a bizarre costume that would guarantee me a door prize at any nautical-themed party. Not that there are any of those nearby. In his yellow overalls and woolens, with his unshaven face and dusky tan, Ivan looks like he's always lived a life at sea, pulling up nets of flapping fish, steering toward nowhere, answering to no one. He moves confidently around the cockpit, tweaking hardware. The sails, the wind vane, the ropes, and the tiller all need to balance to find a sweet spot that'll carry Gracie obediently forward through the night. The better she behaves, the more rest we both get. Once the boat is set to travel solo, I'll begin my first watch. Hardly challenging, this involves staring at the horizon for 3 hours straight. "Keep an eye on our course," Ivan says, pointing to numbers on our bright GPS screen. "Make sure our heading stays somewhere around 150 degrees. Now, last thing, but most important," he says as he points at the horizon. "Lights like those ones over there are cargo ships. They're our biggest hazard. If they seem like they're getting too close, wake me." "How close is too close?" "See this here?" He points to a circular line on the radar. "This is about 8 miles away. If you see a dot move into this area here, it's in the danger zone. That's a hazard getting too close for comfort. Cargo ships travel at a speed of 25 knots. We move at 5. Even if they see us, they can't slow down in time. They're going fast with a heavy load. You know how trucks take a long time to stop on the road? Trucks carry 40 tons. Ships carry 40 or 50,000 tons, and stopping on water is like trying to stop a truck on black ice. Don't worry. I'll wake you if I see them getting close." With a panic scream, most likely, I think.